This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
It's 5:02, it's nice to have you with us midweek. It's Wednesday. The Eddie Scazzeri with us to our right. To my left, his name is Al Aaron Dukes, and I want to start this way because at some point, I know we're going to get to the Knicks for 2 seconds. I know we'll get to Aaron Rodgers, God, do something already. And at some point, I am going to turn my mic off and let Al yell about some cable network in Nebraska that I don't give a damn about. But I've got a question for you because I am like... This one got me this morning.
All right, Jerry.
Why is this not the front page of every newspaper in this country? I'm going to read you a headline from the New York Post this morning. Here's a headline, but not the back page, not the front page, not the story. One of the stories in the paper.
Is it in the sports section?
No, it's not.
All right.
Here's the little headline. Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send mini probes to Earth. How is that not the lead story everywhere?
Here's how you know we've lost interest in the UFOs. We were shooting down balloons and what at the time we were told were potentially UFOs, and no one cared. Eddie was like, Eddie, who I think is into everything, space, it goes, yeah, I heard something about it. You heard something about it. Mothership is showing up now, and it's barely in the newspaper.
It's like the fourth story behind speculation over a Biden family member. We're talking about aliens.
Right. Meanwhile, we're going to sit here and talk about Aaron Rodgers again while mothership aliens are coming down, blasting things at the Pentagon.
Crap. I
didn't even see that story.
When I read it. It's not as concerning.
Yeah.
But it's concerning for someone that doesn't believe that there's actually alien life out there or that we will see it in our lifetime.
That's you.
That's me.
Okay.
I've never said I don't think it's not possible. I do. I don't believe it to be, but I could see it being possible. This story is a little freaky.
Yeah. Are there photos with this story? Is there a
rendition? No, here's what they keep throwing out there. All these grainy, gray photos with a shadow that could be a bird.
Right,
or
they're
could
getting
be
it
something.
Off the. They're using that Navy radar.
Correct. That's from years ago.
Yeah,
and that freaks you out as well. But that should be a little bit more of a story. I'm just saying.
The thing that freaks me out is when you get the audio from the pilots,
and they're freaked out.
What is this thing we're chasing? Oh, it's going into the ocean,
and then it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. To your point that maybe the aliens are living underground.
They are. They're living
in
the ocean.
So, yeah. Eddie, what's an interstellar? What does that mean?
A ship that can travel between the stars.
That's awesome.
That's coming?
Great. They're saying an artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth.
To our butts?
That's freaky.
It's probing our butts?
Who said anything about ass? I said
Whenever aliens probe humans, they always go through the butt. I don't know why.
Well, they're perverted.
Right.
So, I know we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers for the 9 millionth time. I get it. This should be more of a...
I agree. Front page.
Story.
I want this broken down on podcasts today for my ride home.
Well, yeah. Go find a science podcast. I would think they'll be all in this.
I would hope so.
How could you not be? So, and maybe it is the front page somewhere. New York Post, not the front page. And if it is, it's only a blurb. We don't get the paper. I can only look at the website edition. When you click on NewYorkPost.com, the first story that comes up is a brutal story about the Ukrainian war. I understand that. That makes sense.
I just typed in UFO, simply UFO into Google, and I went to news. Mm-hmm.
Put in alien mothership.
Well, it comes right. By the way,
it does,
Jerry,
come up.
It comes right up.
Okay.
Fox News, The Independent, Military Times,
mm-hmm.
Pentagon UFO chief says alien mothership in our solar system. Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send mini probes to our butts.
No, no, it didn't say butts. You put that in there. Holy cow.
Yep. Well, so, I guess we won't have to worry about who Aaron Rodgers is recruiting to come to the Jets when the mothership is landing.
We're concerned about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the mothership's here. Great.
And they're like, the mothership, that word in and of itself that is means, alarming.
That means we've gone and pissed off the aliens to bring in the mothership. Because normally they just send those little ships.
Oh, my God. So
to see what's going on down here.
So I drive in. I'm groggy. Rutgers late last night with Hofstra. I get no sleep again. I don't know what's going on. I can't sleep. And then I come in this morning. Oh, it's the New York Post. What?
Motherships.
Like, and I'm worried about Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee show at 1 p.m. And we just continue on with our little lives.
Jerry, that means that right now it's 5:06. We only have 8 more hours to break down what Aaron Rodgers is going to do on the Pat McAfee show today. Only 8 hours. What? Is that enough time, Jerry?
Well, here's my question. What will Tiki and Tierney do from 1 to 2? They got to wait as it's happening.
I would just sign off for an hour.
Oh, my God. It really is. We are beyond the levels of absurdity with this.
Yes.
So, I mean, now the fact that I did find it amusing yesterday that all of a sudden the Jets are... They sign or agree to sign Alan Lazard to a 4-year deal.
Cool.
Good signing, whether Good or not signing. You have Aaron Rodgers here. But then it's like, you know, let's get, what's his name? Randall Cobb. He wants Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, who are we getting next? Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here?
Or now Sterling Sharp, rather.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. I mean, geez, let's just get Packer receivers. I mean,
let's just bring the Packers here.
If he doesn't come here, this will be hilarious.
This will be an all-time. This will be an all-timer.
This would be right? something, yes.
I'd be like, it'd be Zach Wilson throwing a Randall Cobb.
An old Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
If I'm Garrett Wilson, though, he's been all excited about, I think it's been, was it Garrett Wilson?
Yeah,
I
it was. Forget, right? Garrett Wilson, yep.
I'd be like, what do we need all these guys for? What about me?
I brought this up yesterday on Twitter. I said, like, remember all the Jets receivers? I thought it was all the Jets receivers coming out going, this is going to be awesome. We're getting Aaron Rodgers.
Sure, sure.
And meanwhile, he wants to bring everyone else but you.
Right. The only three is on the field at the same time.
And everyone could be on at me that Garrett Wilson will be number one, that Lazard will be number two.
Yeah, but I don't know so much about that.
Yeah.
Because Alan Lazard has had really good seasons in Green Bay. Maybe Rodgers comes in here comfortable with him, and that's his go-to guy.
That's his number one.
And all of a sudden, Garrett Wilson, nice receiver, according to Rodgers, but he doesn't know him well enough. And now, next thing you know, he's looking off him left and right. Who knows?
And Mercedes Lewis, I got to be honest with you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I have not played fantasy football.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it has been 10 years.
A long time, sure.
I'm pretty sure I used to take Mercedes Lewis as my tight end.
Mm-hmm.
When he was with is that the same dude that was on the Jaguars?
I believe it is. But
that guy's
you know
been playing forever.
Yeah,
Jerry,
I know.
You Google that.
I will, and it's Mercedes, just so you know, not Mercedes like the car.
Oh,
Mercedes with an
M-A-R. Maybe I'm thinking of Mercedes Lewis. He was terrific.
You
tight
think
end.
There's a new one?
There's no chance there was a Mercedes Lewis and a Mercedes Lewis.
So
tight
he
ends.
Has been playing. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Since 2006.
Right.
He's 38.
When did Boomer and Carton start?
2007.
Right. Come on.
Yeah. So, yes, it's 100% the same guy.
Same guy.
He was huge last year for them. He had 6 catches for 66 yards. Not in a game. On the season.
Oh, for the season.
Season.
Game changer, Jerry. What are we doing?
Yeah, his biggest year. You know what's funny about him? Because it's such a... I don't want to say tight end driven. That's not fair. In some cases, like the Giants getting Darren Waller is like getting another wide receiver. He is outstanding. Tight ends in the NFL can have monster seasons. If you would have said to me, what was Mercedes Lewis's best season statistically, I would have said probably 75 catches, 900 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Looking over his stats from the last, I don't know, 16 years, his biggest season was with the Jaguars in 12, 52, 540, and 4. Now, he did have 10 touchdown catches in 2010, which is 13 years ago now. But the last handful of years, maybe he's been injured, I don't know. 6 catches in 2022, 23 in 21, 10 in 20, 15 in 19. I mean, you're going to force the Jets to sign him?
Yeah,
why?
That's dumb.
He's 38. Please.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that having been said, it does look like the Jets are getting their guys all lined up. And if he ever didn't come here now, that would be one of the funniest stories I've ever seen.
That would be tremendous. That would be, what would be worse, the day when Belichick came for an hour or so and left, or Aaron Rodgers never showing up?
No, Belichick.
The Belichick was worse?
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, Belichick.
I'm trying to think.
He resigned on a napkin.
He took the job.
And right. Then became the greatest coach of all time.
Right.
On top of it.
Right, that would be worse.
Can't beat that. There's no way you're beating that.
I'm trying to think, is this, in the history of WFAN, Jerry,
yeah,
is this the most talked about speculative thing in WFAN history?
No, I'm not going to say in WFAN history. You'd have to go back. You're talking decades now.
Yeah, decades.
But it's in the last 10 years,
yeah,
it probably is. I would say in the last 10 years, how could it not be? We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers at nauseam for 2 months, I feel like.
I think the Mets ownership change, potential change, was a long-lived, punctuated and isolated, but it was every day.
Yeah, this was that Mets thing was spread out,
yes.
And there would be months where no one discussed it.
Correct. This has been every single damn day.
Like, you could put on the radio station at any moment and hear the name Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. The Bernie Madoff thing and the Wilpons, that was a huge deal. But, this has been like 2 months.
Yeah, and this, I'm looking at like something speculative, like something that's supposed to happen.
Right.
That just doesn't happen, and we keep saying it's going to happen, and it's not happening.
Well, we do think this will happen, though.
Right, but I'm saying it's still, but the length of time it's taking for it to.
I saw Trey Wingo tweeted, or I guess said in a podcast or something.
Yeah.
By the way, this could go into next week.
Yeah.
Why?
He said, just a matter of when, and when I say it may drag into next week, you need to be prepared for that, because it may go into next week. Well, as Boomer says, it's quite a tangled up contract.
I know that.
That they must untangle, Jerry.
But as we also said yesterday, during this time, you can agree to a trade in principle. Doesn't mean all the details aren't worked out, but you can come out and say, we have agreed to acquire Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you hear it all the time. So-and-so signs blank pending a physical. Well, we've agreed to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers pending contract terms get worked out. You can say that.
So if I want to see Pat McAfee interview Aaron Rodgers live, I don't even know where to go to do
that. Go to his YouTube channel.
Live
just go to
YouTube
and search Pat McAfee, and on the right his channel will come up, and
okay,
you just click on it. You had a YouTube channel, remember? How did you tell people to go to that?
No, I understand. YouTube. I never watched anything live on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Just on video.
Now, let me ask you this: you had YouTube TV for a while.
Yeah.
On YouTube TV, could you punch that in?
No.
You couldn't.
Nope.
So you had to open up another app.
You had to open up regular YouTube.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And if you pay for no commercials on YouTube, do you get YouTube TV? Or are these completely separate?
They're completely separate entities.
No kidding.
There's YouTube, and then there's YouTube TV, which is the mini cable bundle.
Interesting.
Two completely different things, yeah.
So, just go to YouTube today. Click on the Pat McAfee channel.
It gets confusing, because just like where they'll go, this is on Apple TV. Do you mean Apple TV, the device I could get it on, or Apple TV, the subscription service?
I didn't know there was a difference.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
It gets confusing.
Why Apple sucks.
It gets confusing. No, it sucks, those AirPods. Those suck.
Do they?
I hate them.
Okay.
I wish I could return them. I'm past my return window.
I tell you, my son's got the JBL ones.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Should have listened to
your son.
They
really are outstanding. And I had, not Bose. Oh God. I forget the other brand. Whatever. And I don't use them. No, I don't use them. I gave them to my wife. She loves them. No problems, no issues with them. And she's got an iPhone, too. And they work beautifully with them.
You know what they suck for and what I really wanted them for? This idea that when you're talking on your phone and you want to switch to headphones, you pop them in, it's supposed to just go pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't.
you actually have to connect them.
Yeah, and even then, sometimes you go to connect, it connects for a second, goes back to your phone.
Oh.
Connect, it sucks.
Yeah, no, that would
I want to throw them out the
and
window.
They're not cheap.
No, they're not,
They're
Jerry.
Not cheap. That's
they
interesting.
They are not cheap.
All right.
All right, so that's 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, McAfee with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Did McAfee, I didn't see this. I only saw, again, a headline. Did he insinuate that Rodgers could announce his retirement? Like, is he trying to draw even more eyeballs to his show?
He had said yesterday, and he referenced Aaron Rodgers as that hippie, I believe.
Okay.
He said that he could, you know, that hippie could do anything because he's not money motivated.
I do get the sense he and McAfee don't talk often outside
yes,
of the show.
I agree.
I really do. I don't think he's just making this stuff up. I think he just wonders aloud.
Yep.
So he certainly has enough people listening and watching him.
Do you think we will get a definitive answer today
no,
from Aaron Rodgers?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
I actually think we do now.
I hope so, because you said it would be today after 10.
Yes.
And you got to be right.
I'm going to be right.
Then again, this is like the Price is Right. At any point now that he does make a decision after 10, you win. Because I
winner.
Said yesterday.
No, but it would have to be, in order for me to win, it would have to be today
You'd
after 10.
You'd still be 10. Closer than me.
Yeah.
Once we get to, I said yesterday afternoon. So I still went up to 10 a.m. today. You said after 10. You can't go over.
And I saw something on the internet that was somewhat, I take offense to as a current WFAN talk show host, Jerry, and producer. All these people. Oh, this would be a classic Mike and the Mad Dog today. They would pot up a McAfee show live and talk
not
over it.
Not allowed to.
Not allowed to. They'd be dropping F-bombs.
Yes, you can't do that.
And insulting to our... You're not interested to hear what Carton and Roberts have to say about Tiki and Tierney? Boomer and Carton?
That is insulting to the current
WFAN Jerry.
Lineup.
I'm looking
hear
at
you.
Jimmy Traina in particular. That's what he
We're
said.
We're coming after you, Jimmy Traina.
We're coming after you, Traina.
Well, the one thing I would say to his defense,
yeah.
Hardcore sports talk.
Yes.
This is made for that. Back in the day, this would be a day that they'd come in and they'd order pizza for the entire place.
Right.
Like Christmas Day. Huge sports topic. Here
Huge.
We go. We're
going
to kill it for 5 hours. So, well, we'll kill it for another 4.5. We got Boomer and Gio coming up at 6. We're just getting started. The aliens are coming for us. It's a freaky day, and all we're concerned about is Aaron Rodgers. More on that and others things on the Fan.